The best way to set up an HSA is to offer the HSA to all employees of the company, and that includes shareholders as well. This way, CRA looks at the HSA as an employment benefit, and the benefit is non-taxable. If you only want to offer the HSA benefit on top of another plan where the other employees are getting it, but incentivize upper management or executives, that's okay too, as long as all executives or all upper management are receiving the benefit by virtue of employment and not just the shareholders in that specific class. The last scenario is if a shareholder has more coverage under a plan than their equal same class employees, or they decide to create a separate plan for them, it does become questionable whether or not they're receiving the benefit by virtue of shareholdings versus employment. So you want to be very careful that these employees are set up as employees, potentially taking T4 income to prove employment.